Certainly, there is no shortage of energy in the world above our heads. One thunderstorm, it has been calculated, can contain an amount of energy equivalent to 4 days' use of electricity for the whole United States. In the right conditions, storm clouds can rise to heights of 6 to 10 miles and contain updrafts and downdrafts of 100 miles an hour. These are often side by side, which is why pilots don't want to fly through them. In all, the internal turmoil particles within the cloud pick up electrical charges. For reasons not entirely understood, the lighter particles tend to become positively charged and to be wafted by air currents to the top of the cloud. The heavier particles linger at the base, accumulating negative charges. These negatively charged particles have a powerful urge to rush to the positively charged Earth, and good luck to anything that gets in their way. A bolt of lightning travels at 270,000 miles an hour and can heat the air around it to a decidedly crisp 50,000 degrees Fahrenheit, several times hotter than the surface of the sun. At any one moment, 1,800 thunderstorms are in progress around the globe, some 40,000 a day. Day and night across the planet, every second, about 100 lightning bolts hit the ground. The sky is a lively place. Much of our knowledge of what goes on up there is surprisingly recent.